Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrow and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
I am Willie Nelson. The Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I am your host, Codust, and we have our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene. How are you, Miss Jolene?
Hi, Codust. I'm doing just fine. How are you?
I'm blessed, Jolene, always blessed. We're actually only doing a 30-minute show because we're live at the Bread of Life here with Mike Whosoever Miller. So we're going to get started and do our birthdays.
All right, here we go. Happy birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday.
All right, we got Delcy Parrish, Travis Stone, Drake Graff. I don't know if that's really Drake's last name or not. I'll have to talk to the love of my life about that one. Ed Marksbury. Ed Marksbury was actually with us in 2013 when we had the Gatewood stock and spent all weekend long with us. And then we have one of our state reps, Jim Goosh. I love Jim Goosh. He's a big coal mining man. And that is my Facebook and family and friends' birthdays. Miss Jolene, do you happen to have any?
No, I don't have any today.
Yep. On the famous birthdays, we have Thomas Jefferson was born on this day in 1943, passed away in 1826. He was the third president of the United States. Then we have Ron Perlman is 66 years old, and Ron Perlman is from the Sons of Anarchy, one of my favorite things I've ever watched in my life. Al Green is 70-year-old Al Green today. On a day in history, on this day in 1742, Handel's Messiah premieres on Dublin. I have no idea. Must be some kind of movie. From 1742, it's like that movie probably ain't even out there now. The question of the day is, what type of marijuana has buds? And the very first person to answer that, let me go and see who it was. I've already forgot who answered it now. I forgot to actually write it down. Let's see, who was it? It was John Birnbach. John Birnbach says the female. Miss Jolene, do you agree with John?
I do agree with John.
John, you're right. Thank you, John,
ding,
so
ding,
much.
Ding, 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 ding. Winner, winner, winner.
Right. Some shout-outs. Michael Patterson, Jimmy Morrow, John Kalawinski, Jared all the way up there in Seattle, Washington, marijuana is safer than alcohol, T-shirt guy, Pioneer Paula Willett, Miss Jolene, my co-host,
yeah.
My beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, always.
Oh, thank you, co-host.
And then the love of my life, Hank, and Cheryl McNahan. Big shout-out to y'all. Thank you all so much. We want to send out prayers or good vibes or burn some sage, but just send out some good things towards Cheryl Schumann. Her mother passed away this morning. So,
aww,
you know, you know, what amazes me is, like she said, it was just last week that they diagnosed her with being eat up with cancer. You know, 1 week ago, we're eat up with cancer. Today, we're gone. I mean, this cancer is just crazy how fast it's taking people in less than a week.
Yeah, that's something else.
You know, I can remember where it seemed like people fought and battled with cancer for months and months and months and suffered and things. And now, man, I mean, in a week, you're gone. They diagnose
you
with cancer. A week later, you're dead.
Well, it sounds like, because she said it was all over the poor little thing, it's untelling how long she had it. You know, sometimes,
well,
sometimes I've known of people to just go, like this one lady I knew went to have something done to her hip, some kind of hip surgery, and they opened her up and she was laid up with cancer. Had no idea.
Well, you know, as much as modern technology has improved and how they say that they can check and catch it all and all this and that, I mean, you know, I just find it so hard to believe that they're not, I mean, is it that the expense of checking for cancer costs you so much? Is that what it is?
I don't know, because I have no idea.
Welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula Willie. Do you have any birthdays?
Hey, Jolene. Ed Marksberry.
Ed Marksberry, yeah. I got
him
too, Paula. He was...
Excellent.
Yeah, Paula, he was actually with us in 2013. He spent the whole weekend and done the whole weekend with us at Gatewood Stock.
Oh, cool.
I mean, he spent 3 days there camping out, you know. So, I mean, yeah, big shout out to
Ed.
I mean,
he's a good guy.
He's a good guy. He is, Paula. He is a good guy.
Good guys
really
don't ever
guy.
Seem to win.
Yeah.
Just
ain't that the truth?
Evil, lying sons of bitches.
Absolutely, Paula. Out of in memory of Willie Nelson, I mean not Willie Nelson, but Merle Haggard. I want to play the song "Miss Jolene" that Willie and Merle's got. It's all going to pot. And since I'm live here at the thing, at the Bread of Life, so Miss Jolene's gonna tell us how many minutes that is, and
okay.
We're gonna be right back.
Right here, I found it. It
I
is
love
two. I do too. 2 minutes and 55 seconds, and here we go.
Well, now it's all going to pot, whether we like it or not. Best I can tell, the world's gone to hell. All of the whiskey in Leesburg, Tennessee, just couldn't hit the spot. I got $100 bill, friend, to keep your pills, cause it's all going to pot. That cackle babble head in the box must think I'm dumb as a rock. Reading me the news while I'm kicking off my shoes, and it's scaring me out of my socks. Admitted a stranger, I'm not. Buddy, let me tell you what. If you ask old Will to say, here's the deal, friends, it's all going to pot. Well, it's all going to pot, whether we like it or not. Best I can tell, the world's gone to hell, and we're all gonna miss it a lot. All the whiskey in Lynchburg, Tennessee, just couldn't hit the spot. Got $100 bill, you can keep your pills, friend, it's all going to pot. The spot.
What a great, great, great song, great song. Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard, It's All Going to Pot. Man, what a great
song.
The
video is kick-ass, too. The video's kick-ass. I love watching that. They had just too much fun making that.
Oh,
yes,
that's
they
great.
Did. I'm like you. That's like the song that we've got from Raymond Buddy Plan out there in California, the Puff Puff Pass song. And, I mean, the video is just great. I mean, you know, it's great to have these songs and have great video to go with it. We're down to about 9 minutes.
Merle was passing that
joint. Has a lot of static.
Paula, you got a lot of static. Can you call us right back, baby?
Yeah.
Call us right back, honey.
There we go.
Yeah, I'll just wait for Paula to chime back in there before I continue to go on about what I was going to tell. I did actually hear, was told there just a few minutes ago, they're having a get-together. There she is. Let's see how she is now. Now talk to us, Paula.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Oh, it's perfect.
Loud
it's perfect,
and clear.
Paula.
Beautiful.
You're perfect.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy how that does that, ain't it?
Yeah, because I didn't even move the phone.
I think it's
just
maybe you get a poor connection or something. A poor connection.
Yeah,
the phone's sitting on the table.
I think when you call in, you might be just hitting a bad line or something.
Could be, because they've been shutting them down here.
On Saturday, I'm hearing that in Lexington, Kentucky, they're having a Bernie Sanders rally in Lexington. I don't know all the details yet, but we will be talking about it some more. But I also hear that the National Rifle Association has endorsed, I guess, Trump, and he's coming back to Louisville.
Killer.
So it's
I saw that on my local news.
Yeah, he's already been in Louisville once, so he's coming back again. I was like, really? Has Bernie been to Kentucky yet?
I don't know. I don't keep up with it.
Well, I do know, like I say, on Saturday, he is supposed to be, I know they're having some kind of thing for, I don't know if Bernie's going to be there or not, but I did hear it there a few minutes ago that they was going to be doing something Saturday in Lexington. And it has to do with Bernie. Like I say, it's not all confirmed just yet. Big shout out to Michael May. He says, it won't let me see or download what it's about. I'm sorry, Michael. You should be able to just click on there and listen.
Oh, you're trying to hook up to the show and having problems? Is that what's going on?
And Michael May says that it won't let him see it or download it and see what it's about. It's a radio. We're live. And it is sometimes hard to, sometimes if you haven't got a real good internet connection, it's hard to pull us in live. Sometimes you have to wait until later on and listen to the archived part of the show. Because, like I say, if you haven't got a real good internet connection, if you have a slow service on internet connection, it's going to be really hard to pull us in live and listen to us live. You got to have a fast feed, people. It's just something to do with it. I guess it's because it's a radio, you know, and we're international all over the world. So sorry, Michael. You can always call in and listen to us live right while we're talking, and I'll actually give you the number where you can listen in live. You know, because you can always call in and listen to us live. The thing is, we never know if you're wanting to be live on the show or if you're just listening in. So thank you so much for that. So a big shout out to Michael May. Well, it never seems to fail that, man, I really hope I've not got a cutoff on this block list on Facebook, people. I mean, man, I'm telling you, every time I post anything biblical, I automatically get defriended over biblical stuff. Automatically. I mean, it just amazes me. I mean, it's like, you know, I'm not hating you because you're atheist or you've got some type of other religious beliefs than I do. I mean, you know, it's not for me to hate you.
Right.
I love everybody. I mean, I get crucified to the cross. And I was saying earlier, I'm getting really sick of it. I'm getting sick of being crucified because I'm entitled to my opinion and how I feel just like everybody else is, you know.
I mean,
if you people are going to be that judgmental against me, then maybe, you know, y'all need to hit the block list, you know.
That's unreal.
Is our government going to shut down? Is the government going to shut down? Friday is the last day, which is tomorrow. If they don't come up with a budget, they say that the government's going to be in a shutdown effective, what, June the 1st, I think?
What does that mean for everybody?
I don't know. No food stamps, no paychecks for state employees. I don't know.
Right. That's my understanding. Yeah. It also affects the police departments. No money for them. It affects our judge and court system. But now I had read from one of our state reps earlier that they would protect the school teachers and the police. Let me see which one was that was telling about this morning. I seen, C.B. Embry, I think it was. And C.B. Embry is the state senator of District 6. He said the, he's the one that said it. He said that it's effective, the government shutdown is effective July the 1st, and it would be shut down if they don't come up with a thing. It will be shut down all the way up until the session of next year in 2017. And but they've agreed that only 1.5 year state budget, that the court systems, the school systems, the pensions, prisons, and the Kentucky National Guard would continue during the shutdown. So they're not going to shut the National Guard down or the school systems or the prisons. Could you imagine that, the prisons getting shut down?
Well, it sounds like to me just some kind of concoction to have chaos throughout our country and everybody freak out and go crazy and call martial law.
I'm just sick. Yeah, this is a state level.
Just what they're trying to do, I think. It scares me.
Right, well, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the threats. Let's shut them all down. You know, let's shut them down. I'm sick of them. I said the number one that we need to shut down is our state government. You know, let's shut them down. You know, shut these crooked cops down. Shut these crooked judges down. It's like a drug court. You know, we have no funding for drug court now. You know, the people that's in drug court right now, if you've got a new case, you're going straight to jail or straight to prison. There is no more drug court for you because they don't have the funding for it. So, okay, look at that. That's a failed program. Look at the millions of dollars that failed program has caused in this state again. You know, I'm just sick of their failed programs, and they leave the business of the people, as Gatewood said, laying dead in the dust.
But yet the legislators, I think, voted them a raise, and they voted in where they could get more campaign donations, too. They did that this year, too.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that was more important. That shows you when they're taking and passing laws and bills to benefit them and the business of the people that's out here struggling and working, they don't care about you. They do not care about you. Your government does not care. You know,
and the cannabis bill could have solved a lot of their problems and healed sick and dying folks, but hell no, they wouldn't even let it be heard in committee.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I keep talking to a lot of people in this, and everybody keeps saying, you know, let's see, what state was it there earlier? I seen Vermont. I guess Vermont's going full legalization. They say Florida's getting a medical bill. There was another state that popped up that was going full legalization. Yeah, we're going to be last. You know, I never thought we'd be last, but yeah, we'll be last because they're all about themselves. You know, selfish people. But we're going to actually have to take a break. Are you ready, Paula, for a break?
I sure am. My little pop's loaded. I'm ready to cut up fast.
All right, Pioneer Paula, it's 5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Mueller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley, and we're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Take us away, Miss Jolene.
Yeah, here we go. Puff, puff, pass.
I'm above it.
They're getting off of work. I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour. I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. At 4:20 here, I learned a long time ago. For me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. At 4:20 here, I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I learned to let it all go. Lost a state of mind, and that was fear. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer.
Yeah, what a great, great song. Great song. Big shout out to Lee Veltman. Lee Veltman is out there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So thank you so much, Lee. We appreciate it. Thank you. Tulsa, we reach from the Tulsa, we reach from all over the world. I mean, it just amazes me. John Kalawinski, he's up there in Erie, Pennsylvania, that listens in to the show and things. Big shout out to you. We appreciate it. Appreciate all the folks that listen in and share the show. It's actually a beautiful day today. The weather, let me find out what our weather is. I mean, man, what a beautiful, I mean, it's warming up, people. It's warming up. Weather temperature, it is actually a beautiful, sunny 66 degrees here today, Miss Jolene.
Here it is a beautiful, sunny 70 degrees, and we are expecting a snowstorm the weekend, so we need to get out and enjoy it. Oh, freaked me out. I got that warning over my Weather Channel app.
Wow. And Pioneer Paula, what is the weather where you're at today?
It's beautiful, sunshiny, but it's like about 61. Got my long jacket on, but it's still pretty nice.
All right. Wow.
It's supposed to get 80 this week, I think.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's supposed to be in the 80s here also. I think the next chance of rain is sometime next week. We're having got a chance of rain next week. We're going to give a big shout-out to Stephen Maynard. Thank you so much, Stephen. We appreciate you, and thanks. Thank you so much. Steve comes to Fancy Farm.
Oh, cool.
With us, and thanks. Yeah, he was there last year. Don't you remember?
Oh, man, I don't know. I didn't slip then.
Yeah, he lives in Louisville. When he came in all the way from Louisville.
Probably if I'm saying
it. It's such a good vibration. Oh, wow.
Trying to get to our song for the end of the show, and I clicked on something else, and I didn't even see what it was I clicked on. But I can't scroll down either. It's not scrolling for me good. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Right.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, that's. I was like, where's that coming from? I was like, is that,
that
me?
Was horrible. And I couldn't do nothing about it.
It wasn't horrible. I think it was funny, Jolene. I think it was
scroll. You're going to have to play the song. My songs aren't scrolling. I don't know what.
Yeah, I will, Jolene. I've got it, Jolene.
God. I'm so sorry.
No, Jolene, you're not great. I thought it was great. I thought it was absolutely great. I just couldn't figure out where the music. I couldn't figure out where the music was coming from. And
how did you
figure
stop
we got
it?
Project.
I stopped it by starting it and then stopping it again. I went to the song.
Good God.
Well, yeah, when I realized it was on one of our songs on our board, I was like, well, hey, I can stop it and start it. So that's what I actually done. We've
Thank
actually
God.
Only got 3 minutes left, but I'm actually going to close this on out because we're starting to get... starting to get quite a few people in here, and I got to get back in the kitchen and help Mike. We're live at the Bread of Life. We will be back tomorrow with another live show for an hour. I want to thank you again, Pioneer Paula, for being with us. Thank the love of my life. Thank you so much, Miss Jolene. Everybody have a good evening. God bless. I love you people, and we'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Good evening.
Bye.
Bye,
ladies. Old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrow and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
I am Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.